Up until just over a year ago, public testimony during the first persons to be heard was reserved for matters not on the published agenda. But some on the assembly at the time believed it was a disservice to the public to make them wait, often for hours, to testify on agenda items, and procedures were liberalized to allow people to speak earlier. Early in the discussion Tuesday night, it was clear that a majority of the assembly did not feel the revised policy was effective. Still, the perception that the assembly was shutting out the public was very much in the forefront. Assemblymember Jack Osment cut right to the chase.
I'm firmly opposed to this. I don't think we should do anything that would limit public participation in any way.
John Sherrod took a different view and suggested that public testimony on agenda items at the beginning of a meeting was diluting the assembly's effectiveness.
I find it, frankly, a little disconcerting trying to focus on things twice. I'd like to just deal with it and move on to the next subject. Also, I think it's difficult to tell people they can't testify twice. And that's what some folks want to do when they speak up front and stay for the rest of the meeting for the agenda item, too.
That sentiment was shared by Marko Dapcevich, who said that while some people did testify and leave, many more testified and then remained present until the agenda item. He felt the additional public testimony at the beginning of the meetings actually delayed the assembly in getting down to business. Ironically, the only input from the public on this particular agenda item came during the first persons to be heard. Jim Steffen leaned hard on the assembly to keep the current policy in place.
The existing code facilitates my being here tonight. I have other things to do, other commitments tonight. And I know this is the case for other people, and it's particularly important to people with children and jobs. Because as we all know, these meetings run really long sometimes. So I see this ordinance as sort of like shooting the messenger. We have something that's very successful now. A lot of people have been testifying under this part of the agenda, and it's working for them. My question to you is, what's wrong with that?
Steffen added that he thought it would be a travesty to change the code and make it more difficult for the public to testify. Nevertheless, the majority of the assembly felt that the process was accommodating to the public, since meetings were broadcast both on TV and on radio, and assembly members' phone numbers and email addresses were posted on the Internet. The ordinance passed on first reading 5-2, with Jack Osment and Reber Stein opposed. Jim Steffen was also the lightning rod for the next and even lengthier discussion, whether to require candidates for municipal boards and commissions to submit written applications for their seats. Steffen, who served 8 years on the Long Range Planning and Economic Development Commission, was one of two commission chairs who recently lost their seats when the assembly declined to reappoint them. The other was Planning and Zoning Chair Pat Hughes, whose term expired in April of 2007. In Steffen's case, he was the only candidate to submit an application for a seat, which came up for consideration on February 12th of this year. The assembly, at the request of John Sherrod, postponed action on Steffen's reappointment. 2 weeks later, the mayor brought forward a nominee who was appointed instead. The process was perfectly legal, but left a bad taste in the mouths of some people, not the least of whom was Jim Steffen.
I want to speak for the people who serve on boards and commissions and state strongly that they deserve more respect than they're getting, and they deserve a more involved place at the table. And this is, to me, the first level of government. People can go to their boards and commissions and they can testify, and it's done outside of this room. It shortens these meetings, and if you will listen and empower those people on those boards and commissions, you will do better government for our city.
As with the previous debate, the assembly early on indicated a preference for cleaning up the appointment process, even though it may diminish their flexibility to make appointments on the fly. Both Sherrod and Dapcevich argued that one controversy in 30 years did not amount to a problem worth fixing. Cheryl Westover disagreed.
I think if even one person feels disrespected, then the process is flawed. And I also want to know that somebody's willing to fill out an application to at least show me they're interested.
Nancy Kavanaugh pointed out that the problem that the ordinance was trying to address wasn't really with the appointments themselves, but with a larger issue.
The perception that, the Assembly is somehow making a politicizing the positions, and I think that needs to be avoided.
After nearly an hour on the topic, John Sherrod played one final card and argued that supporting this ordinance was an endorsement of an erroneous accusation against the Assembly. The argument changed no one's position. The ordinance moved on to second reading 5-2, with Sherrod and Dapcevich opposed. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.